Over the past week or so, we've been chatting on the program about the importance of rest. But rest isn't just a physical thing. We need emotional rest too. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Emotional rest. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at God's rest for you from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that. Live out each day in the peace and the rest of God, whatever life happens to throw at you. I remember a time in my life before I became a Christian and before I left my IT consulting job where I earned a whole bunch more money than I do in full-time ministry now, when I could afford to go just about anywhere I wanted to go for a holiday. I had some great holidays, business class airfares, expensive five-star resorts and hotels. Money opens the door to a whole bunch of things like that. And I had it, the money. And so I'd spend it on myself. But I discovered something really, really interesting. As much as money could put me in the most magnificent of holiday destinations, the one thing it couldn't buy me was rest. And there's a reason for that. It's because peace and rest aren't so much about what's happening out there on the outside, our physical surroundings. Peace and rest actually happen on the inside. They happen deep in our hearts, in our soul. If our mind's racing to work through a whole bunch of problems, if we're struggling in a relationship, if we're afraid of losing our jobs, if we're unsettled or guilty or feeling threatened or inadequate, whatever it is, those things can and do rob us of the rest that God has for us, the rest and the peace of God. Now, the reason I can say that with an absolute 100% certainty is that I have in my life purchased holidays in exotic destinations, but when I arrived there and sat on the beach under an umbrella, I simply couldn't find peace. I couldn't have a rest. Peace, rest, satisfaction, contentment. I don't know one person on this planet who doesn't want those things in their lives, do you? But I know lots who are the way that I used to be, troubled, stressed, torn on the inside. People who chase after what this world has to offer, what the advertising industry holds out as being the holiday or the car or the house or the clothes or the watch or whatever it is that's going to deliver us peace and rest and satisfaction. The problem is none of those things can, because rest is something that comes when we're at peace inside. And there's only one place, only one, where I found that. You see, for us to have rest, the battles have to cease. Israel entered into the promised land and had to fight battle after battle to take the land that God had promised to Abraham centuries before. But at the end of it all, have a listen, Joshua chapter 21, verse 44, the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he'd sworn to their ancestors. Rest, rest on every side. Wouldn't that be nice? How do we get that? Because the reality is that we all have battles in our lives. If it's not this, then it's another thing. And we somehow imagine that if we had enough money, if only we were rich, then we could buy our way out of the battles. But we can't. Look at the number of rich and wealthy and famous people, movie stars, rock stars, who've taken their own lives or died from drug overdoses. It doesn't end when you have enough money. So where do we find that peace? Where do we find that rest? Have a listen to the Apostle Paul, where he found rest. Romans chapter 5, beginning verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've obtained access to this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope doesn't disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. See, Paul's talking about having peace with God. The battles, the hostilities have ceased. When we put our trust in Jesus, we're justified through faith. In other words, we've turned against God, and while we're in that state, there's hostility between us and God. Elsewhere in Romans chapter 8, verse 7, Paul writes that when we set our minds on ourselves, our wants, our needs, then our minds are hostile towards God. But Paul finds peace when the hostilities cease between us and God. There are no more because we've surrendered our lives to God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, by believing that by dying on the cross, Jesus paid for our sin, mine and yours. The requirements of justice are now met. And by faith in him, we now have a right standing with God. That's what justified means. So we go looking for rest and peace in all sorts of weird places, all over the place. I've jumped on so many planes, traveled to so many places, bought so many things in my life to try and get this peace and rest happening, and none of them delivered a lasting rest. The only place I found that is in the end of hostilities between God and me, when finally, I surrendered my life and put it in the hands of God by putting my trust in his son. Notice how Paul goes on then to talk about suffering. Suffering takes on a whole new meaning for him. It's not the thing that robs us of rest. It's the thing through which our hope in God becomes real. Have another listen. He says, not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And the hope doesn't disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Suffering is the place where we experience the love and the presence of God through his peace. Suffering is the place where we grow up, where we mature, and where the light of God's hope shines ever more brightly. Paul demonstrates that when he writes to his friends in Corinth, talking about his sufferings and the reality of God's presence in him through those sufferings. Have a listen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be visible in our bodies. We imagine somehow that the battles in our lives have to cease for us to discover the rest of God, the peace of God. But Paul's saying exactly the opposite. In effect, he's saying, look, folks, the most powerful thing in my life is the reality of the presence of God, my relationship on the inside with him. Now, sure, I carry that round in an ordinary body, a clay jar. But have a look at what that means. People persecute us and try to kill us for telling people about Jesus. But even though we're afflicted in every way, we're not crushed. Perplexed some days, sure, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, absolutely, but not forsaken. Beaten, struck down, absolutely, but not destroyed. See, we carry around the death of Jesus in our bodies, and what happens then is the thing that everyone else sees in us is the life that Jesus brings. My friend, yes, there are times when rest is about physical things, sleep, a break from work, a holiday, diet, exercise. Those are important. But we can have all those things and still not enter into the rest of God. As Israel stood on the threshold of the promised land, knowing the battles they would have to face to take it, this is what their leader Joshua said to them. Remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, "The Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give this land to you." For you and for me, we have something better than land. We have God himself. And no matter what battles may be raging on the outside, on the inside, the very presence of God himself brings us rest. With all that's been going on these last few years, man, there are some tired, some exhausted people in this world. God knows that. And with all my heart, I believe he wants to help you through it all, which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest book, How to Enter God's Rest. There are life application questions at the end of each chapter to help you chew things over and really apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. Come on, God's Word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll help you live out each day in his peace and his rest, whatever life may throw at you. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage, How to Enter God's Rest. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with different perspective.